Sister Told Ya. She's otherwise known in the blogosphere. And thanks a lot for joining us. Appreciate it very much. I've been shocked at the reaction Sister Told Ya to William Jefferson's comments. I've been shocked that there are American citizens out there who actually buy it.
Yeah, I am too, Jamie. I'm on your side on this. I think you've been on fire on this issue this morning. You know, as you said, this was, it sounds like it was done legally. There was a warrant. There was probable cause that this guy has done a lot of things wrong. And I don't understand anybody, whether it's Newt Gingrich or Pelosi or Hastert or anybody, who are freaking out about this. If the guy's done something wrong, he needs to be investigated and he needs to be tried in a court of law.
Yeah, I mean,
they're just trying to gather evidence against him.
And Sister told you, even if he does, you know, like, even if there's just simple, there's evidence, obviously, that the authorities have evidence that he committed, there's a possibility he committed a crime.
Mm-hmm.
And to lock a congressional office to any kind of outside investigation is just unbelievable to me, because after all, if William Jefferson, you know, that's where he would have, if indeed it's true they found the money, that's where he'd hide it next time.
Oh, yeah. Exactly.
That's right. It's impudence of the highest order to me. Because this guy has no business whatsoever denying the opportunity to prove his innocence. And that's what he's doing. When you're saying you can't check my office, that to me means I'm guilty.
Well,
so give people the opportunity to check your innocence. But
yeah,
you can't do that because you're guilty.
Another thing that somebody, I think someone on your show brought up this point this morning, this is not a this is a judicial and legislative issue. It's not an executive branch issue, you know?
He even had that wrong. I mean, so somebody's, you know, telling him to play this kind of card. And, you know, Sister told you, I don't know what it is about these people up in Congress, but they have totally lost touch with reality. And I'm shocked that so many Americans are buying into it, because you've heard about the Robert Rector from the Heritage Foundation Research and Domestic Policy Studies and his latest missive regarding the guest worker program. Have you not?
Mm-hmm. Actually, I haven't. I'd like to hear about it.
Well, let me tell you something. This is a bill, and this is what he says about it. He says the bill supposedly would protect American workers by ensuring that new immigrants would not take away jobs. But the bill's definition of U.S. worker includes temporary foreign guest workers, so the protection is absolutely meaningless.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And also it says it extends the Davis-Bacon Act's requirement for the payment of prevailing wage to all temporary guest workers. Now, the only time that an American worker is able to benefit from the Davis-Bacon Act is if they're on federal job sites. So this bill that President Bush is supporting and that majority of Senate members are supporting right now gives temporary guest workers better wage conditions and security than the American worker. And finally, this. Foreign guest farm workers admitted under the bill cannot be terminated from employment by any employer except for just cause. Now, American ag workers can be fired for absolutely any reason whatsoever. This is outrageous.
Yes, yeah, absolutely outrageous. And it's just one more reason to not support the Senate bill. You know, the more that comes out about it, the worse it sounds. And it's very disappointing that the president, of all people, is on board with this. You know, what really disturbs me about the immigration issue on the whole is that we're just now really having a discussion about it. Well, it was a discussion just a few months after 9/11. I mean, we knew our borders were unprotected then. Why is this becoming such a hot button now? It should have been way before now.
Well, they've got to make sure they got a voting block for themselves come 2008, definitely.
Yeah.
If not 2006. But definitely 2008. And that's what this whole guest worker thing is, to create the voting block, because they know the American worker, the polls have shown and studies have shown that the American worker does not get out to vote. But if you can allow me into your country, senor, and I can be a guest worker, I assure you, I'll go and vote for you.
With more power.
That's the way they play.
With more security, wage security, and job security than the American worker. And Sister told you, this is really a symptom, in my estimation, because you have been covering this stuff just exhaustively up there in Congress, whether it be culture issues or political issues, you're right on it. And this is really disturbing to me that this would even be considered in the halls of Congress and in our Senate and by our president.
Well, it's disturbing to me because amazingly, this is one issue where Democrats and Republicans just people like you and me that aren't sitting in Washington, we can pretty much agree on, you know, that there's a serious problem, that we have to do something about it, and the Senate bill isn't good enough. And it's amazing to me that the president can stand before the people and, you know, push for this bill when, you know, you look at poll after poll, you know, everybody that talks about this, the Senate bill is not enough, definitely not enough.
Well, a lot of it appears to be underhanded to me because it wasn't until Robert Novak revealed this Robert Rector Heritage Foundation study that this element of the undercutting the American worker has even been discussed. And so this is important stuff, and these guys are trying to slip this in under our noses.
Yeah, I wonder if the MSM will be reporting on that.
Boy, and why wouldn't they be? That's the thing that amazes me.
Yeah.
So, well, we can always depend on you to get to take us around the MSM, all right, Sister Soldier?
Jamie, you got to tell me about this cat hater thing. What's going on with that?
Oh, are you a cat lover?
Yes.
All right, well, here's what happened. One of our colleagues here who lives up the street from me has a cat. It's like a $20,000 Siberian, Siamese, simian monkey cat or something.
Oh,
all right, and it's got short hair and it runs around the neighborhood. And I was having people over on Sunday and it had went to the bathroom on my lawn. It pooped on my lawn.
Yep.
So much so, and I don't know what it is about these foreign kitties, these exotic kitties, but I had to actually shovel a piece of my lawn out of my lawn to get rid of it because there were so many.
Really?
It was so pervasive. I don't know what it was, but it was unbelievable.
Wow.
And now, here's what happened, though, Sister Tolja, because I did say, and I'm sorry that I said it, because I really didn't mean it. I did say that I was going to actually cut the cat's head off and put it above my fireplace.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I wouldn't do that, although I do think it'd be cool to have a cat's head above the fireplace. And I said, no, I won't do that. I'll wear it around my neck. No, I won't do that. I'll hang it. No, yesterday, let me tell you something. I'm walking with my son, and there's the same cat, except this cat is running from a German woman who lives up the street who's screaming at it. All right? And the problem with the German woman is, of course, if they get mad at the cat, they'll go ahead and gas every cat in the neighborhood. Now, here's the thing. So she is, she's yelling because the cat's chasing all the birds all over the place, and birds are freaking out, and Nessie goes, I don't understand, that cat is coming around, I've seen this cat all over the place. Do you know who owns this cat? And I said, no, I don't, ma'am.
Oh, wow.
I do not know who owns the cat. So in the end, Sister Tolja, I protected that cat, even though previously I had joked about hurting it.
Well, that redeems you a little bit. Okay.
Well, that's what I wanted to make sure you knew, because I kind of was thinking that maybe you were thinking I was a bad person because of that. But I'll tell you what, when the going got tough, I was the biggest defender of that exotic cat yesterday in the neighborhood.
You stood tall. It sounds like you stood tall.
I did. I protected that cat from that lady.
Wow. And at the same time, it could be called a cover-up in the neighborhood.
Well, it is. And I'm helping it. But
neighborhood cover-up. That's you, man.
I'll write about that on my blog today. I'll do some investigative reporting on that, okay?
All right, Sister Tolja, linked on the Almond's Electric Stove. We appreciate you joining us once again, all right?
Thanks, guys. Always a pleasure.
Good talking to you. Take care. Yeah.
Almond and Smash in the morning.